Pope John Paul II's condition appears to have stabilized today after emergency therapy to help him breathe. Vatican officials insist there is no cause for alarm, but the Pope will remain in the hospital for a few more days. As word of the frail 84-year-old pontiff's condition spread, Catholics around the world prayed for his health. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports from Rome.
The Pope's condition has been the lead story on Italian TV networks throughout the day. And the world's media outlets have already set up camp outside the Catholic Gemelli Hospital, where a 10th-floor suite has been reserved exclusively for the Pope. As usual, the Holy See did not supply detailed bulletins on the Pope's health. But Vatican spokesman Joachim Navarro Valls did take pains today to reassure reporters that everything was calm.
I'd say there are no reasons for particular concern. As you know, the Pope has spent the night at the Gemelli Hospital, where the therapies to aid his breathing have continued during the night. This has allowed the Holy Father's medical condition to stabilize.
This is the 7th time John Paul has been hospitalized in his 26-year papacy, starting with his gunshot wounds after an assassination attempt by a Turkish right-wing extremist in 1981. He has undergone surgery for a colon tumor, hip replacement, and appendicitis. He also suffers from Parkinson's disease, which may have aggravated his breathing problems. His health has been visibly declining over the last year, but the mood at the Vatican today was business as usual. There was no sense of emergency or that a papal succession is close at hand. And while there were groups of well-wishers at the Gemelli Hospital, everything was normal in St. Peter's Square, a few pilgrims and tourists on a sunny, cold day. In fact, the world has become accustomed to seeing the once energetic Pope, known as God's athlete, publicly show his physical pain. John Paul has never hidden his suffering, which he presents to the world as homage to Christ's suffering on the cross. But John Paul's frailty raises questions about who's in charge of the Catholic Church. Professor John Pollard, a Vatican historian at Britain's University of East Anglia, says that even when the Pope is sick, there is always somebody at the helm of the Holy See.
It has a very well-organized system of government in which the Cardinal Secretary of State, Cardinal Sodano, takes charge of most day-to-day running of the Vatican and of the Roman Catholic Church. In fact, that is a system that's operated for quite a long time before the Pope was actually diagnosed as having Parkinson's disease.
There's concern, however, that John Paul's illness could worsen and could lead to his inability to speak. But in its 2,000-year history, the Vatican has never laid down precise rules of what to do should a pontiff become incapacitated. It's widely believed that this pope would never step down. There's a gap in the code of canon law. There's no such thing as a deputy pope, no one with pontifical authority. Some analysts have speculated that the College of Cardinals could start the succession process. However, this has never been done, and it could lead to a situation in which there are two living popes undermining the legitimacy of both. A long incapacitation, months or even years, could lead to paralysis at the Vatican. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Thank you.